Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message.
Guys, today is July 21st. And I don't know about you guys, but this year is flying by. First, I want to take a moment to welcome all of our guests on the call today. Now that you are on this call, I want to let you know that you are no longer a guest. You are now family. So welcome to the family. And just kind of sit back, relax. Make sure you have some pen and paper, because usually when you get on these midday motivational calls, I don't care if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, you will get something that is meant just for you. Okay, you will get something that is meant just for you. So expect to get a nugget that's simply just yours. Not anybody else, just yours. Now, guys, it's been a while since I've done the midday motivational call, yet I was known for one thing pretty much and one thing only. Well, I say two things. Besides keep smiling, right, I was known for that playbook. And as you guys know, nothing has changed. The only difference is I'm back. It's Monday, and we're going to get started with the playbook all over again. So, first things, guys, it's Monday. Best way to start your week out is to know exactly what plays you're getting ready to run and play them consistently. Last week is gone. Yesterday is gone. If you didn't play the plays every single day, there's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing you can do to change it. But right now, you can look ahead and make a decision that this week is going to be that week when you run every single play like it's your last chance. All right? The first play, guys, is that we blog daily. Yes, blog daily. What do I mean by that? I mean you write a blog post every day, right? Now, some of you on this call, you may not have your blog yet. That's fine. Get back with the person that got you on this call and get your blog today and start running the plays with us. Okay, like I told you at the beginning, you're family now, so there's really no excuse, right? You're family. It is what it is. So blog daily. Let me guys give you a little nugget about something I do. Knowing that I know I'm going to have to blog every day, I'll go ahead and write down ideas as they come to me. I'll have my iPad or the note on my iPhone, or even I have little booklets I keep in my purse with pens. So if an idea comes to me, I'm just jotting it down. Most of the time, we find the hardest thing about blogging every day is content. Either you're not listening to your audios, you're not on the midday motivational calls, you're not paying attention to anything, because if you're doing any of those, you have lots and lots of content. That was a nugget. I hope you wrote that down. So what you want to make sure that you do is that if ideas come to you with things that have touched you, things that have moved you, write it down. Because more than likely, there's another individual simply waiting for your blog post so that they can see a change in their lives as well. Basically, don't be selfish with your ideas, guys. Write a blog post about them every day. So the first thing is we do is we blog daily. Next, guys, is that we read daily. Right now, I'm reading Fast Lane Millionaire, and I actually just picked it back up. I had started it, I want to say last year, but then I started reading other books. And when I just got back from vacation, I finished three books I was reading, and now I'm back to this book, which is one that's taking me a little bit more time to dig into. But read a minimum of 15 minutes every single day. So pick up a book, set your timer 15 minutes. Truth be told, you might catch yourself reading a little longer than 15, yet just make sure the minimum is 15 minutes a day. So go ahead, get a book, start reading. If you're not reading a book right now, by the end of today, you should be, right? So start reading, get your books out, and start reading 15 minutes every single day. So far today, guys, we're blogging every day, and we're going to read for a minimum of 15 minutes a day. This is your playbook for this week. Next, guys, we listen to audio, okay? If you have the Inner Circle, you can listen to the Inner Circle every single day. Pick an audio, listen to it. Or let's say you were like, well, I don't have the Inner Circle right now. What do? You have the midday motivational calls. Go into the training site, pick a call, and listen to it. If you weren't on the midday motivational call, go pick one of the calls and listen to the replay. Listen to that. There's audios everywhere. From YouTube has audios you can listen to. There's audios everywhere. The audio is something that motivates you, takes you to another level. It's a way of filling your mind with information so you can wash out the junk. Okay, it's a way of filling your mind with information so that you can wash out the junk. The reality of it is, if you watch TV, if you listen to the news, if you listen to the radio when you go going to work or whatever, then there's a lot of junk getting put into your mind. Some of the junk you don't even realize is there, but that's a whole nother blog post, a whole nother midday motivational call. All I'm saying is there's some stuff coming out the TV, some stuff coming out your radio that's not good for your mind, okay? It's just not good for your mind, all right? So what I recommend is that you get that inner circle. First off, go ahead and go into your back office if you don't have it and get it. That is a life-changing product, a life-changing product. I don't care how you look at it. I can stand here before you guys because I own the inner circle. I can stand here before you guys because I've listened to an audio every single day, and it has changed my life. It's changed how I think about things. It's changed how I respond to things because I see some things I didn't see before. Guys, listen to an audio minimum of 1 hour every single day. You can do this while you're doing things, so let it play in the background of your mind. Or you can decide to set aside an hour and focus on it, write notes, and that kind of thing. But regardless of what you do, whether it's playing in the background of your mind, while you're listening to it in the background, while you're doing other things, or whether you stop and listen to it and stay focused, do just that. Listen to an audio minimum of an hour every single day. So, guys, we're blogging daily, we're reading daily, and we're listening to a minimum of an hour of audio daily. Next, the final step in our playbook, which some might say is one of the most important. I personally believe the audio and reading are the two most important plays. That's my personal opinion. Everybody has their own. But this is a very important play if you intend on cashing some checks. I'm just going to be straight honest. This is a very important play if you are here to make any kind of income, all right? And basically, that is market daily. Guys, if you're not marketing, you're just kind of out here having a hobby, right? Now, granted, the audio and the reading is going to make you better, okay? Whatever you do, you will do it with more excellence. You will do it at a different level simply because of the fact that it's cleaning out your mind. It's cleaning out who you are, your spirit. It's making you more aware, all right? But if you're blogging and not marketing your blog, okay, you have a hobby. You have a hobby. If you're blogging and not putting a call to action on your blog so that when you market your blog, it tells people what to do, you have a hobby. So right now, I believe if you're on this call that this is not a hobby for you, that this is something you are doing because you desire success. This is something you're doing because you desire freedom. This is something you're doing because you desire to see others become free. So with that being said, what you want to do is market daily. Well, Sonda, what's marketing? What do you say marketing is? I say marketing is sharing whatever you have out there so that you can show other individuals the video to our business. Show other individuals what you're offering. Okay? So if you are doing blogs, write a blog post, put a call to action on there. Hey, click here to find out how I became free. Of course, that click here link goes to your capture page or your page where they put their email in, right? That is a lead. That is how you market. Call to action. So now you take that blog post and you share it everywhere. You share it on all your handles. You share it to all your homies and friends, you know, be like, look, put this on your, can I put this on your wall? Okay, if you're new, right, and you hear about the thing, oh, don't put links on my wall. Okay, that don't really count for your homies, your friends that you know, that you've been homies with all along. I hit up at the beginning, I would hit up my friends. I'm not going to go on Tracy Walker's wall and blast my link. I'm not going to go on Adrian Hines' wall and blast my link or Evan Anderson's wall and blast my link. No, I'm not going to do that. But my line sister, Terry, my line sister that I went to college with and crossed into my sorority with, oh, yeah, I'm going to hit her up like, look, can I put this link on your wall? I know you got a lot of single moms you deal with. This one might help them out. Can I go ahead and put it on your wall? Oh, sure. Or can you put it on your wall? Oh, sure. Guys, there's way around getting your link out there and reaching out even further if you really want to think it through. Okay, now don't just do it without permission, but if you have some close friends that want to see you succeed, that really want to see what you have, and you know your blog post can help their market, can help their friends, right, when they read it, then simply add. It will not hurt. All they can do is say no, and at the end of the day, what's that? It's better than what you had before. At least now you know, right? at least now you know. And really, if it's someone who loves you and cares about you, a good friend, they're not going to say no. My friends have not told me no. Granted, I learned some other marketing techniques, so I don't have to do that now. But if you're starting out, I'm just throwing out a nugget, something you might want to try. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying you might want to try it out. So marketing. Marketing is another thing to do. Now, if you're marketing your blog post and you're sharing, okay, you share your blog post. Let's say you share it on Twitter, you share it on Facebook. Your Facebook and your fan pages, you might want to do that one time. But if you're doing it on Instagram, if you're doing it on Twitter or anything with a quick timeline that's constantly going, maybe just posting it one time won't quite be enough. If you do your blog post earlier in the day, how about set it to post it like maybe 3 to 4 times a day? Okay, maybe set it to post 3 to 4 times a day. Just an idea. So that you can see that basically it's getting out there more. It's not just that one time and now you're done and now you're like, oh, I saw it. Well, okay, the timeline going real fast. One, two, maybe the people who really need it weren't on at that time and didn't see it. So go ahead and post it again and post it again. Believe in your content, guys. Believe in your content. When you believe in your content, and you know it's going to help somebody, not think it's going to help somebody, but when you know it's going to help somebody, you're not going to be afraid to share it. Do not be afraid to share your content. That is marketing, all right? That is marketing. One of my other favorite techniques we have to market with, guys, I got to be honest, is the Facebook script that's in the training site. I believe the training site is getting back up, and so I'm not really sure, but when it is, it's all up. Go in there and get that Facebook marketing script that Tracy Walker did. It is amazing. That thing works like, it just works. It works every time. I can't think of a time it hasn't worked. It works every single time. You want to get some leads. You want to build up your confidence. Some days, guys, there have been moments in my business where I just felt like, oh, ain't nothing going right. I don't even know where I started. How did I get here? What was I doing before when I got stuff? And I said, well, let me take it back to the basics. And to me, that Facebook marketing script, that's simply the basics. Now, some of y'all knew, you might not know, I've been with Tracy for a long time, so I've been using that script for years, right? And that, seriously, is me taking it back to the basics. Let me go and let me inbox with people with this Facebook marketing script. And every time my confidence gets built back up because people respond, and now all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I do know what I'm doing. There are moments when I feel like, dang, I don't know what I'm doing. You might know what I'm saying right now. Maybe you don't. Maybe I'm the only one. You know, it's all good. I ain't no shame. I'm good with that. But every time I do that Facebook marketing script, guys, it builds my confidence. It reminds me that, yes, you know what you're doing, and even if I make a little mistake here or there, I can tweak it and see the results immediately in the conversation. It's awesome. That is one of my other favorite marketing techniques, guys. I recommend that you check that out. Marketing is something sometimes we make difficult. Guys, it's not difficult. You market every day. You get up and get dressed and walk out your house. You are marketing you. You are a billboard. Even if you don't know it, you are, period. Every time you open your mouth, you market for you. For whatever you believe in is what you're marketing. So basically just transfer that to your business. Guys, I'm not going to be before you long today, so I just want to talk real quick about my topic for the day is radical action. Okay, taking radical action. You've heard massive action in these companies, but let's talk about radical action today, okay? It is July 21st. It's about almost like we have a few days next week in this month, but this month is about over. You know, August is coming in. Kids getting ready to go back to school. Can I get an amen? Whew, I'm pretty excited about that one. And, you know, it's time to get back on that grind. In October, we have the event in Orlando. Guys, if you do not know, go ahead right now and mark your calendars. I know many of you on this call already are prepared to get there and everything, but if you are working toward getting everything together, you know, babysitters, airfare, and all of that are now, so that I can make sure you guys have the exact dates. But we are in October. The event is October 24th, 25th, and 26th, guys. That's October 24th, 25th, 26th. I don't believe we have the actual hotel yet, but when we have the hotel where that's going to be held, we'll make sure we get that up to you and the information out to you. But right now, you've already set the intention that you will be in Orlando. I do look forward to seeing each of you there, that you will be in Orlando at that time. So really, guys, August, September, it's right around the corner, basically. I don't know. I feel like the older I get, the faster time goes. Am I the only one? Raise your hand if you're with me. I know you might be at work or whatever, but you can just totally raise your hand and be like, girl, yes. Time is just speeding up. The older I get, time is just flying. But that's okay. So in October, guys, 24th, 25th, 26th, it'll be here before you know it. So what I want to talk to you today is going to help you get to Orlando. What I'm going to talk to you about today is going to help you see a change and a shift in your business this week, all because you make a decision right now to do things a little differently. Now, I want to talk to you, like I was saying, about radical action, taking radical action. Let me tell you guys first, the definition of radical is related to or affecting the fundamental nature of something, far-reaching or thorough. Okay, far-reaching or thorough. Related to or affecting the fundamental nature of something, far-reaching or thorough. That's what radical means. So right now we are going to take a radical stance, right? A radical stance that's going to be basically related to our business, and we're going to affect it fundamentally. We're going to affect it fundamentally. Now, if you really think about it in these terms, affecting your business fundamentally, it kind of brings you back to the playbook that I just gave you. You have the playbook, so you have what you need to do. You have what you should do. Now the time is to radically take action, okay, affecting it fundamental, at the fundamental aspect of it. You have the core steps. Radical, if you want to be radical with it, you want to go in and make a decision right now. The first decision is, I'm going to follow every play every day this week. And sometimes, guys, you just might take it one day at a time. Today is my day. I'm going to take radical action today, because really, you can't do nothing about tomorrow. It's not promised. And like I said before, yesterday is gone. But right now, today, you can take radical action in your business today by basically deciding, you know what, today I'm going to get these four things done. Guys, I don't know about you guys, but in some situations when it comes to taking radical action, there's lots of steps that have to be accomplished, many, many, many things that have to be accomplished, okay, in order to really see a change, a radical change. You know, in the past, when it came to certain situations in our society, in our life, you see when people took radical action, people lost their lives. Okay, people lost their lives taking radical action. Okay, there are times when people honestly gained more than they ever thought they would gain simply because they took radical action consistently over and over, never giving up, never giving up. So with that being said, you have what needs to be done. Decide that today, Monday, this week, right now, on July 21st, I'm taking radical action in my business. I've not blogged every day before, not even for 3 days straight. But you know what? Today I'm going to start something new. Today I'm going to blog. Today I'm going to read. Today I'm going to market. Today I'm going to listen to audio no matter what. I'm going to shut some things down so that I can radically affect my business. That's what I'm going to do today. You know, and then even maybe in still, I'm going to add a training in there as well so I can learn something that I can use tomorrow for my blog post if I decide not to use the content on the midday motivational call. See what I'm saying, guys? You are in a position right now where you have the keys you need. You have the keys you need. The door is right in front of you. But in order to get your key in the door, you have to make a radical decision. You have to make a radical decision to basically affect the fundamental nature of your business. The fundamental nature of your business. What is your business looking like before you got on this call? Are you affecting it? Are you making a change in it? When you take action, do you see things happen? Or you really just have a hobby that you're paying for? Is that you just have a hobby? What is it? What is it? Now, if you're like me, you're like, no, I have a business. Oh, yeah, no. I'm affecting it. I'm affecting the fundamental nature of that thing because I'm taking radical action. Radical action. If it doesn't look like you want it to look, if it isn't doing what you want it to do, if you're writing a blog post and you market it and you don't see results because you're testing, because you're paying attention to it and you're seeing what's happening with it, so you know, look, I put this blog post out at X time, this many people saw it, I got this many hits to it, and some of that, some maybe some other training with analytics and stuff, I got this many hits to it, and this is how many leads I got from it. Well, I'm not really happy with that. Let me go in and tweak so that tomorrow I can see a difference. Maybe it's the keyword I chose. Maybe it's the content I'm talking about. Maybe I put the content in front of the wrong people. Maybe you know, I should put the content in front of somebody else and see if that works better. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to write another blog post, and I'm going to share that one, but I'm also going to share the blog post I did yesterday with a different audience and see if that tweaks it and makes a change. Radical action in your business, affecting the fundamental nature of what it's doing. The fundamental nature of what it's doing. Most times when people want to take radical action, they don't really know where to start, but that's not you. You already know that you're going to blog daily, read daily, market daily, and listen to audio daily. You know what you're going to do. So now all you have left to do is do it so that you can see the effects, so you can start affecting it, your business, from a fundamental nature. So now you can start doing that. Now, like I said before, guys, I'm not going to be before you long. I think I've given you something to think about. Something to think about. You have a few assignments today, okay? Basically, they are to write a blog, to read for a minimum of 15 minutes, to listen to audio for an hour, either in the background or sit and focus on it clearly what you're listening to, right? And to market your blog and market your business. Those are the assignments for you today. Now, before you start, you might want to sit back and reflect and see where your business is right now. Where your business is right now, because when you take radical action, you want to be able to say, this is where it was when I started. But then I took radical action. I decided, you know what, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And then this is what happened. Be expecting a change. Because not one time has an individual, has a being, taken radical action and there not been a change. Radical action. Now, if you really want to take it even further, write that blog post about something you swore you would never share. Because truth be told, that's probably the thing that's going to get you more leads than you ever thought. Guys, I'm going to tell you a quick story, then I'm going to be out. I actually, when I came online in 08, and people were doing video marketing. I did a few videos, was not my thing, did not feel like I was too cute with that, wasn't really feeling it, right? I remember seeing Tracy and Nicole and Adrian and a few other friends I had that was doing videos online. I just simply didn't like it. Now, truth be told, from 08 to like 10, when I came online, I was just coming online to get leads for my network marketing business. That was it. That was my whole purpose. So I knew video marketing was working with attraction marketing, getting leads and that kind of thing, but didn't feel comfortable with it because it caused me to have to be completely transparent with who I am. It caused me to have to be completely transparent with my story, my true story. Now, I'm a single mom of two girls. I have a 13-year-old and a 6-year-old now, but at the time, you know, back in 08, I had like a 1-year-old and an 8-year-old. Now, my daughters have two different fathers. The life I lead is, I'm not saying, now I want to make it clear, I'm not saying that life is wrong. It just wasn't the life I was raised to have, okay? In my family, on my mother's side, I was raised by my mom, my mother's side, I am the only grandchild that has had all her babies out of wedlock and never been married. I'm the only child that has multiple fathers for her kids. I have two kids with two different dads. I'm the only one whose kids don't all have the same dad, just me. Unless the kids were adopted into the family, which that don't count, right? So just me. I'm that person. So my family kind of made it seem like, oh, really? You know what I'm saying? And that, I had shame in that area. Now, did I love my children? Absolutely. Was that my life? Yeah. Did I take care of my kids? Well, absolutely. Yet, reality was I wasn't really sharing that side of my story. You see what I'm saying? I wasn't sharing that side of my story because back in 2010, I had shame. I had shame in that area because of how I felt my family viewed me, how I felt I was supposed to be. I was supposed to be this doctor in chemistry and working for NASA and all this. And the road went different, or let's say Shalonda decided to go a different way instead of going the way I guess my family thought I should go. So I had some shame in that area. Well, it got to a point where my business allowed me to take care of daycare for Chloe, my baby. And I was so crunk about this thing that I did not care who knew my story anymore. I did a video. I put the camera up. I sat there. I did a video, and I was like, look, this is my story. I have two daughters. At that time, I wasn't getting no child support. I've been a contracted employee for since my oldest was 9 months, so she's getting ready to be 14. So since she was 9 months old, I've been a contracted employee, pretty much self-employed. And I could only make ends meet. You know what I'm saying? Just had to pay my mortgage and this kind of thing. So when I started making a little extra $300 in my business and I could afford daycare because I wasn't getting the child support that would usually take care of that, I was like, yeah, I could put Chloe in daycare for a few hours. And my girl, you know, she doesn't have to stay with me while I'm at work. So I was so excited. I do this video, and I just point out, tell everything, look, yeah, I got two baby daddies. Yes, I've never been married. I'm a single mom. I don't get child support. And, you know, and not only that, but they're not getting the girls. You know what I'm saying? They're not coming to get them. I just went and just told it all, right, and was like, and this is my story. This is my reality. And at that moment, I just was me. I was really me and really what I had been dealing with. Yeah, I'm a network marketer. Yeah, I know a lot of things about the internet right now at this point. But for real, the real is that right now, this is my story. And I am so excited because my business allowed me to take $300 and put my baby in daycare every month. Look, if you want this live, go ahead and click the link below this video. That was another nugget. Make sure you always give your call to action. That video got so many more views than any other thing I had ever put out. Way more views, like immediately went out crazy. So I say that to say, go ahead and decide that thing you really think you don't want to share, that thing that maybe this is something inside of you that's like, don't nobody need to know that, right? Think it through and then just share, be transparent with who you are, and you'll find that blog post or that video that's on that blog post or that audio that's on that blog post, it's going to basically transition you into a whole other place. From that moment on, I was like, okay, I'm going to be me. Now, granted, throughout the years, who I am has changed. I've come into different seasons. I've come into different areas of my life. So now, what I might have dealt with shame back then, I don't deal with now. Right? But still, there's things I deal with today just as much. You know, there's things right now while I'm talking to you that I might be like, oh, I'm not writing about that. But then I'll say, you know what? Yes, I am. Because that thing, that feeling that I have that I don't want to blog about it is the exact reason why I should. It's the exact reason why I should, because somebody needs to know that you can make it through something like this. Somebody needs to know that you can make it through whatever it is that you've dealt with, that you've made it through. All right? So, guys, you have your assignment today. You are getting ready to go out and take radical action. Radical action. I love you, Dream Team. Make sure you go share about 15, 20 smiles today because, honestly, a smile will change somebody else's outlook on everything. All right? So, y'all make it great and keep smiling. Oh, and make sure you please go to the gratitude log. Go on the Facebook page. I'm not sure if you can still do it on the site yet. But go on the Facebook page and say what you're grateful for. Say why today you're going to take radical action. Put on your Facebook group why today you decided to take radical action in your business and what you're expecting to see change. Go ahead and make the vision clear. Put it out there. Don't be scared. Put out there exactly what you expect to see change when you decide to take radical action like you've already decided to do today. I love you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.